Like every agency, the Veterans Affairs Department wants to do more with cloud computing, but VA officials say they need a clear message from commercial cloud providers on what that technology can do for VA employees and for the mission, service to the veterans. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has more. Meredith, what is VA actually asking for?
So earlier this week, one of VA's IT officials gave an update on what the department is doing to embrace the cloud, as well as what the private sector can do to help that process along. Paul Tibbetts is the Deputy Chief Information Officer for Architecture, Strategy, and Design at VA. And this isn't the first time he's been involved with VA and cloud technology. About a year ago, he brought together a bunch of stakeholders from the department and the private sector to talk about what the agency could do with cloud technology and what the private sector can do to help that along. The agency has not been the front runner in using the technology. It tried out a contract in 2012 to move VA email and scheduling over to the cloud, but that ended up being canceled a year and a half later. So anyway, Tibbetts said the VA is still very interested in using cloud technology, but the agency needs a better idea of what it will do for its employees or veterans. And here he is talking about a concept he referred to as buying the why.
Customers don't actually buy products, although I think too frequently we do, but success, what customers more likely are gravitating towards, and hopefully we in government are too, is buying the why. Why is this thing useful? Not what is it or how it operates. And most of your go-to-market strategies dive right into what the thing is and how it operates and skip over the why. And I would just ask you to think about that when you put your go-to-market strategies together. And later on, you'll see and hear some stuff about human-centered design, design thinking, all that that relates to that. And I'm mentioning all this in a cloud conference because this all applies to cloud like anything else. And if you want to know, in Paul Tibbetts' humble opinion, which I don't know whether you want to know it or not, but since I'm here, you're going to know it, which is you want to know what, in my mind, the major impediment to cloud is that, is not being able to express the value proposition.
That was the VA's Paul Tibbetts talking about value proposition and how it relates to using cloud technology.
All right, so it's the first time we've heard a VA talk about something besides security when it comes to buying cloud services and what is it we're really buying. So what then did he imply that vendors can do to make cloud products appealing to VA?
So along with a better idea of a product's value proposition, it's also important for the VA to know specifics about a product's use case. While the VA gets a lot of great vendors with great product stories, not very many of them come with a use case. And here he is talking about that.
Lots of vendors come with a great product story. I can tell you, I meet with a lot of vendors, and the product stories are all very compelling. This new thing, that new thing, it's four times more efficient than the old thing, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they go on and on and on. But I can tell you, it's very, 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 very few of you come to us with a use case. Very few. And even fewer of the small percentage that come to us with use cases, it's even a smaller percentage of you that have some estimate of improvement in operations. I'm tempted to say ROI, but I don't want to confuse you all with dollar valued ROI. It doesn't matter. I mean, if the use cases gave us some indication of how much better patient appointing would become, or how much faster claims processing would become, or how much more efficiently we could operate our cemeteries. If we did the following four or five things, that would be great.
That was the VA's Deputy CIO, Paul Tibbetts, again, talking about what the VA would like to see from vendors when they come to their door with a product.
Yeah, interesting questions. Yeah, how can your cloud help our cemeteries run better? And they've had some issues there. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And did you get a sense from Tibbetts on what the VA can do when it comes to making better use of cloud technology?
Tibbetts got pretty interesting here in that he was pretty honest about how VA has been struggling with how it approaches information interoperability. The way it's been done for decades has been from a bottom up, and Tibbetts said that's the wrong approach and should be done from the top down. And here he is talking about how VA is, in essence, scamming people.
You know, we've been wrestling with this for three decades now and approaching information interoperability from the bottom of the stack up, which in my mind was the wrong way to do it anyway. I mean, you know, telling people if two ends of a cable were the same and you could plug it into two boxes, you could share information. Well, that's clearly wrong. But, you know, that's the way we've gone about selling information interoperability and continue to scam everybody throughout Washington, D.C. and everybody else saying, well, that's information sharing. Totally ignoring semantics, whether the sender and the receiver understood the same thing. So to me, if we'd started off with semantic harmonization working top-down, we would have been much better off if the cables didn't match at all and just hand-carried disks around the place. We would have been better off.
That was Tibbetts talking about how the VA should be thinking from a top-down approach.
Yeah, interesting. Sounds like the main lesson from this was not so much for maybe other people in government, or maybe it was, but for vendors. So what do you think vendors, what was he saying that vendors should take away and be able to fashion themselves so that they can work with VA?
So last fall, Laverne Council, the Veterans Affairs CIO, stressed a buy-first mentality, which kind of ruffled some feathers, but it's a strategy more people are getting behind. It's
buy-first, that is opposed to having VA people do programming for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's the idea of, instead of in-house development, an agency looks at buying something that's already running or off the shelf. That buy-first mentality includes the cloud, Tibbetts says, and the VA is very interested in taking advantage of that where it makes sense. But what's interesting is that it kind of goes, that buy-first mentality, against a pilot program the VA is launching in April. And what we talked about, you and I, a few weeks ago, making a self-scheduling program that's easier for veterans. And they're using something that's in-house. And a couple of lawmakers had said, well, why aren't we just doing something off the shelf? And one congressman, Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, actually proposed a bill saying, okay, let's just use what's already out there to get this out there faster for veterans.
Because OMB has had a cloud-first strategy in place, a cloud-first policy. So it seems like VA is saying, well, yeah, we normally buy first, but for something like this, we're going in-house first for a major application. So it seems like VA itself is of really two minds right now.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure things out as well.
Because a lot of other agencies, for example, Social Security, with new big IT developments, are going to the cloud initially and not even trying to bring it in-house. So it sounded like they're really taking a different tack at VA.
Yeah.
All right, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thank you for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.